The FBI has not yet disclosed any suspicions it might have about who is behind the targeted operation against Sony's film division, in which attackers planted destructive malware and stole vast amounts of proprietary information. Considerable media speculation has centered on North Korea, and while Joseph Demarest, the FBI's top cyber official, declined to validate those suspicions on Thursday, he strongly suggested that the perpetrator was a nation-state.
The level of sophistication is extremely high, and we can tell based on our investigative efforts to date, organized and certainly persistent. So generally speaking, and it is of concern because in speaking with, with Sony and separately the managed cybersecurity provider, the malware that was used would have slipped, probably gotten past 90% of the net defenses that are out there today in private industry, and I would challenge even to say government.
Given the sensitivity of the ongoing investigation, Demarest didn't discuss the technical characteristics that made this attack so special. But even if no one was able to prevent the attack, he and other federal law enforcement officials say its severity has led to a rare level of cooperation from a corporate hacking victim.
I'll say it's a model of cooperation, though, with Sony executives and how this was brought about. The event occurred. And within hours, you find teams from the FBI and the interagency actually on ground and working with Sony and the managed cybersecurity provider Mandiant.
At a hearing of the Senate Banking Committee on Wednesday, witnesses from the FBI, DHS, Treasury, and the Secret Service unanimously agreed that companies' willingness to share information with the government and cooperate in investigations has increased significantly from a few years ago, and that firms are beginning to get over their past reluctance to disclose successful hacks for fear that doing so would harm their share prices. Brian Peretti is the Director for Critical Infrastructure Protection and Compliance Policy at the Treasury Department.
We've seen a large change within the industry to be able to be more forthcoming and open with sharing this information. They understand that the key for this is not only to share the information with law enforcement and the government, but also with other parties.
Right.
This really came about during the DDoS attacks that occurred back in 2012. In which financial firms saw that they were being attacked, and instead of keeping that information to themselves, they actively shared it with other financial institutions.
For the federal agencies that operate in the cyber realm, that evolution is an extremely positive development, both from the perspective of defending against future attacks and investigating those that have already happened. From a law enforcement point of view, the Justice Department wants companies to get the message that the government doesn't want them to be on their own when it comes to defending themselves against attacks that have the full backing of foreign governments. John Carlin is the Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
We will follow the facts and evidence where they lead. And for a period of time, I think the government's gotten much, much better at doing the work on the intelligence side to figure out who's doing what. But with that, we learned that a lot of people were doing a whole lot, and that the information is getting stolen from U.S. companies day in and day out, and that it wasn't sufficient to watch that occur. And at the end of the day, that as a government, we need to do more. It's not the responsibility of any company in the United States, and should not be. And it shouldn't be the responsibility of any citizen to have to defend themselves and figure out how to react when they're under attack by a nation state. That is fundamentally the responsibility of us in government. And we need to do more. And part of that means publicly saying when we figure out that a nation state is responsible and using every tool in the government arsenal to increase the costs of that type of behavior until it stops. We need to show that you are not anonymous when you are hiding behind a keyboard. We can and will find out who you are, and when we will, the United States government will take action to increase the penalties and hold you responsible for the actions that you've taken.
From a defensive point of view, the Department of Homeland Security is also determined to change the cost-benefit calculus behind cyber attacks so that future adversaries come to the conclusion that many of the simpler attacks that happen today won't be worth the trouble in the future. But Dr. Phyllis Schneck, the top DHS cybersecurity official, says changing the behavior of attackers will also require businesses to change their own risk calculus, especially small and medium firms that don't tend to direct their limited resources toward cybersecurity.
Small to medium businesses, at least last year with whom I've spoken,
didn't really look at cybersecurity as a main part of their risk equation, and we're trying very hard to change that with these massive outreach programs. I've actually gone out west and talked to venture capitalists who start the smallest companies with the best technologies and asked them how they could invest tens of millions of dollars in intellectual property and not think about how to protect it. So we are trying to change the paradigm of how we focus on cybersecurity and make it part of how every entity in that chain looks at their risk so that the information that Mr. Peretti gets is more accurate. And we're using these outreach programs as a way to do that. And we are trying to incentivize using cybersecurity with tools such as developing a market for cyber insurance and working closely with Treasury on that. Other areas look at grants or how do we protect reputation forward, but really making security part of the culture, making it good to share information about a breach because your experience is very common and can protect a lot of others. And that's the kind of intelligence and galvanization that we as a country and community need to do to help government and industry tackle this and change the profit model for the criminals.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.